So weiter. Danke, geht wieder als Jesus. Ich soll immer gut. Aber die Sorge ist. Ich weiß nicht, wie man hat es. Matter law, und so uns Jesus. Ich hat es. Kehlen. Tools. Ich hat es. Ich hat es. Er ist Messader, er ist Kuvair, Seder, Heuder. Häufig schon die Juve. Das macht Liach. Das Kirche ist ein Nefesh. Die kannst du nur reproduzieren, die Liebe Dottir. Und ich soll auf eine Mischa, aber alle beiden durch. Der Zoris has to stelle weg in his life. Aber alle beiden durch. Das ist der Pressure, das ist der Tfir, das ist ein Mon. Er verlässt sich nicht auf sich. It's not the way the Derech HaGzeilim, the Derech HaTzadikim. As much as he worked on being Maftia Atzlus, being Ma'ira, the Midas Azrizas, the Ruach, Mish Meshayim. Okay, to be totally nitzel, to be totally nitzel from the Poilim HaTzeilim, it's just, yes, constantly be shalavet, be talabai is doichik. Danke de kach, that the Shendike Mahalo could be in a matzav where his mechayvim are always a little bit more than him. Tichbar avoid al anoshim. But even that, sometimes it feels like he's running. You mentioned the Maimah Musgar, but then you have to work on Menuchat HaNefesh. It's not your anayah avoid it, because if you have mechayvim, then you feel like you're always running. You have to work on Menuchat HaNefesh, but then that's anayah avoid it. But that's the dark he has Jesus. Tonight I want to be mamshich that. We want to talk about in the tzir and an oifin. That we have the same mahalach of the mechayvim without akalponim dafka chitzonis dik mechayvim. Maybe when we may say, maybe that's what brings you to get that madrega that your mechapis the chitzonis dik mechayvim. But I want to be madgish tonight's raid. We're being Isaac, I think I said this last week. Definitely this week. We're being Isaac on the tzad, the godless tzad of the sugya of Jesus and Atzilus. This chelik, last week's chelik, this week's chelik is taka, is shomach of Bnei Aliyah. Kabir was saying it and say sharfa things. Someone has to hear it and he has to be a Bnei Aliyah. It's mamish gazelu mazev we spoke about in the beginning of the Zman. If in the beginning of the Zman we spoke about how if you let Atzilus take over you, so you live a life of total waste. That's what Atzilus does. Atzilus constantly, like we saw, it's a silent enemy. You don't see it, but it constantly devours all the person's movement and advancement in life. He wastes his life away. So Ma'aser, we spoke about that. We spoke about Barichus, and we spoke about it's easier said than done. It's an avoid zachai. But the chalokim of the vadim and tunei were to mafkia that basic atzlus to make a person to product a person. We spoke about last week, and this week is the ultimate opposite end. Here we're not dealing with any more the difference between a person who wastes his life, a person who's productive. We're talking about the difference between stam productive and the ultra productive. There are people who are stam productive. There are people who are stam productive. But the gedolim, the tzaddikim that are nashpiim es yitzro, the tzaddikim, any big person you know, any other level, in any which way or form, that's the sugya from last week's sugya and this week's sugya. This is the height of zrizus, the sea of zrizus. This is the zrizus that propels a person to be an overachiever. So a madgish. The dvorim tonight are neger to that sugya. It's neger. Somebody who can't work on it, it's taka not for them. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the chilek, the godless of the chilek of the sugya of Jesus. So with that, I'm going to go right. We'll go back to Aura that we mentioned earlier in the Vada. That's my prayer. Yesterday we said then we're going to get back to it. We bought Divrei Chazal, Keshet to the Nesiyim. In the Messiah, Chazal, Rashi brings in Tashlayakim. says that the Nesiim, there was a taina on the Nesiim, when they bought the ark, when they participated in the Trumas HaMishkan. So Rashi brings, they didn't participate right away. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, you collect them, oh, you put the bill. And we saw the Divrei Chazal, there was a taina that this was Nevi'ah from Atzlus, And we tried to be Marach, Masbir, what exactly, where was the Atzlus? The Cheshbonos. But I want to focus on tonight is the end of Seif Divrei Rashi. Rashi brings the Shem Chazal, what was the English? Zok Rashi, Lefikach, Nechsar Ois Mishmam. What was the English? When the Pasuk says, Vadesim Eviu Avnei Shem, it says Nesim without a Yud. The Torah, when the Torah writes Nesim, it writes it without a Yud, it leaves out a Yud. I want to try to understand what is the meaning connected me though here. What exactly is that? Why is that the exact Oynish or the exact outcome of Asus? The Borb is there before the Hezbollah. The Shaita is that the Tfiyah and Atzlus, the Tfiyah of Atzlus, the Chisorn of Atzlus, was a Chisorn in their Nesius. The Torah, the shame is Meir on the Mahus. Nasi is Nikr Nasi al Shem Nasi. When they had a Rifian Midas Zuzus, the Fida Gosam, it was Chaser and Atzlus. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out an ois from their shame because it was felt in the Nesius. They were missing in the Nesius. What's the Bira now? So they're like the Natsia. Pshat, I think it's Karvel Pshat. Pshat in this. What was missing in the Nesius? Apiya Ramban, a very famous Ramban. And the Mokum to understand this Ramban, to learn this Ramban is B'teich HaSugi. Ramban, also in Parshas Vayakal, a very, very famous Ramban. Ramban, in Parshas Vayakal, Shkolzich. The fact that we find in the Trumas HaMishkan, we find the Shinui Lashon to the way Chazal referred to the people who were Mishtatif in the Trumas HaMishkan. Most of the time, the Lashon, and Motzui, in the parishes over there, is Nidva slave, Nidva Ruchai, Isha Shem Adolibai, Navaruchai. But then it says, another pasuk, it says, Vayove Kol Isha Shem Nisoi Libai. It doesn't say Nidva slave and Nidva Ruach, it says Nisoi Libai. That's the Ramban Shtel. What's the Shinui Lashon of the Tepes? Punkt. Nisoi Libai. Talk to Ramban. Here it's talking about the oisim b'locha. Ki loy matzino ala misnadvin nisiyas leiv. Aval yaskeh b'hem nedivus. There were different types of people. There were people who gave money. Those were the donators. They gave money. They gave money to the Trumas HaMishkan. They contributed monetarily. Over there, that's the lashon nidvas leiv, nidvas ruach. Here we're talking about the people who actually participate in the building of the Mishkan. And the sewing and the weaving and the dyeing and the building. Oisim alocha. That's the first. That's the word of Ramban. Tamadavar. What's the chiluk? So the Ramban. The tam Hashem soi liboy. Because there was a special Messiah slave that was needed lekar velam alocha to make them that they could be able to approach and come close to do the malocha. Tavos. Second very famous Ramban. Dr. Ramban. There's a pillow over here. What's going on? It just came out of Avdus and Mitzrayim. They have to do all kinds of avoidus and malachas. These are malachas machshevas. They have to do all kinds of avoidus and malachas that require great skill and great craftsmanship. And these are simple people who work with their hands. What shaykh is there? Pull a few guys from the street from Meir Sharm and tell them they have to start suing all these kinds of interesting things, double sided, dying. You have to be trained. Totally uneducated, totally untrained. And all of a sudden, they have to go and do these shvera, difficult melachas. How is it going to happen? Zokhti Ramban, something called Nisiya slave. Nisiya slave. What did Nisiya Slev do? This is the famous Lashon Ramban. Ramban says, since they had Nisiya Slev, Motza B'tivoy Sheyodol Asis Kim. Go with the Gazah. This peasant, the guy, you know, he doesn't know what you mean in his mother, he can't pay a bill in the bank. All of a sudden, he steps up to the plate, and all of a sudden, He realizes Magala that he's the spunked, the most skilled weaver who could weave the most difficult things. Something you have to go to years. How long do you have to go to law school, medical school? Some of these things take just as much time. Some of it's been years and years and years by an apprentice, by somebody to learn these things. Motza betiva shiyot alasis came. Vayigba vi arbedos. Vayigba libay bedarkei Hashem lova lifnei mei shaloi malot. Ani esef kol Hashem adonai gave. A few guys got up and they said, "We're going to do it." They didn't say, "I'm going to try." Oh, I'm going to try. We're going to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I need a few guys to build this, and you guys with this. We're going to do it." I did believe it. Vidak Hashem, all of a sudden, Motza, B'tivoy, Shem, V'las, it's good. What are you trying to understand this about? How does this work? What is magic? What's all of a sudden, Motza, B'tivoy, Shem, V'las, it's good. Where did it come from? It came from the outside. Where did it come from? Shteita, you said we spoke this last week. You said we spoke last week. No, in the Ramban, it's in the Yetzir. Shteita, this is Yisoyv. But the answer is, we, unfortunately, we don't know what a human being is. We don't know the grace kind of a mensch. A mensch has the vast koichas. Vast koichas is un. There's a wellspring of koichas without a shear. In all different areas. I've had that these koichas were there before. I mean, it was there before. It didn't come from nowhere. It didn't come from space. But this guy could be a Spitz, rocket scientist, whatever he had to do over there to do it. It was there before. Where? It was there. The shaila is, what's going to bring it to the fore? When you have a hechreyach, there's a soiv mikoiches hanefesh of the person. When the human being, this groise, metzias called a human being, this groise, metzias of a human being, when it has a chreyach, when it feels muchrach to access those hidden oitzrus of koiches, that happens. Vamet, shalsu. But there has to be a chreyach. We don't know how big a person is. It's a problem. It's been my most good idea of hanging around the Anoshim Gedoilim. It's one of the ideas people think. You hang around Anoshim Gedoilim, tell me everything they do. No, it's not what you hang around Anoshim Gedoilim. The mile of hanging around a bigger person is you get to see what a human being is. But you get to see what a human being is. You get to see how great, but this musik, how much beyond any previous conception you could have of a human being, whether it's an avodas amidas. Sometimes what a person could do, the level of midas that he could, the level of vita, the level of savlonis, the level of selflessness, if it's in the level of shkius, if it's the level of precious, there's different things. You see, where did it come from? Yeah, you get a seer of the vast potential there is in a human being. You see an Odom and it's God. That's a person has this in him, but he has to create a chreya. In the Ramban, we have a new tzir. It's different than the tzir from last week. In the Ramban, this person is not using any outside pe'ula dafka. He's not saying, "I'm going to say a shir, I'm going to say a chabura." He's not promising to say a shir, promising a chabura. He's not taking the Rabbanut's test on Hilchus Nida. He's not using an outside mechayim. He is saying, "I'm going to do it," and it's a hachlata. It's not a try, it's not an attempt, it's a achlota. And when the mensch is machlit, he's going to do something, his body shows through, his system shows through. How do you come to that achlota? There's something in a mensch called Messiah slave. Messiah slaves in Washington, it's Ramos. It comes from inside, and the mensch picks himself up more than he recognizes himself. What do you mean? You could do that. What are you doing? What are you thinking? You could do that. You're a simple, pashut person. What are you? You're going to start doing? This is Nesiyah slave. Motza b'liboy. Where? Nesiyah slave. You go to Moshe Rabbeinu and you say, "Ani eseh kol asher enoy nidoy ver." I'm doing it. That's it. You come to a town, imagine you come to say, and you say, "You're going to be the rabbi." What do you mean the rabbi? You know Shulchan Aruch. You know Moshe Brura. You know anything. What are you going to do? Yeah. I'm going to be the rabbi. Come. Going to do it. Teretz is not holding by doing it. So maybe, I'm not sure, try. to see a slave. See a slave. Why were the Nisim called Nisim? Why were the Nisim called the Nisim? They were raised, they were exalted. Nisim. They were the leaders. They were the leaders. Why? Think, let's honestly think. Why, when we look at big people, the leaders, Sheshivas, Gedolim, why are they there? So we think because they're the best, biggest koiches. That's what we think. It's not true. What Shteyvash does it. The reason is because they are the greatest Nisim. That's why. They have the biggest Nisiyah slave. They have the biggest Nisiyah slave. They raise themselves. They talk. Each one is Mishichma Yilamal. He's a different Briah. He's a different Briah. The person who's running at a different production level. And you can't even have Havonet Rasogin. But he got there because he said, I'm going to be that person. When everyone else was learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos, he was learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos with Ran and with Rosh and with Torah Shulchan Aruch. Or when everyone else was just being Yotzezai and he was making Chazoros 15 times in Masada, the Kolom of the Masechta. How did Reb Shimon get to Shari Yosha from Shas? How did he get to Shari Yosha, Kolom of Shas? How did he do that? He was making Shari Yosha the whole time. His whole life he was making Shari Yosha. Yeah. Big people. They're trying to do things that no one ever did before and that no one ever dreamed before. Avdafka, I'm saying, but the point is they don't box themselves in. There's Nisiyah slave. This Nisiyah slave, Mekoy Mayhu, and this is the godless of the Sugi of Zrizus. It comes from a person who works on me, the Zrizus, the Ruach Hayim, and it's the ultimate, highest level of Dachaf that there is in the person. Now the Shor he brings, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Teimer Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Teimer Oimer, Havi Az Kanomer, Ibor Kari Rotzka Svikal Kanesha, Az Kanomer. These are in from Zrizus. These are all in from Zrizus. In Zrizus, a pran and midas Zrizus is a chila called Azus. What's Azus? Azus, just like Azus, when Azus is used wrong, Azus, which is brazenness. When a person is an Az Panim, he's a chutzpanir. So what does he do? He goes and fights on everyone. Yeah, who are you? You're the God of the Lord. Who are you? I know better than you. Azus is a certain aggressiveness. It's not letting you be a nifal, you're a mafil. It's aggressiveness. There's a need of Azus L'toiv. Klal Yisrael Azin Shabumas. There's an aggressiveness. Volga brings down the Ruchim, the Taitcha, but Azus as an unternehmer. He said, Azus is an unternehmer. There's a koyach in the mensch. In Hebrew it's called a yozem. It's a koyach in a mensch that goes and takes on big things. You come from take on big things. It's an aggressiveness. That's the makor of Midah of Nisiyah Slayer. That's the makor of Midah of Nisiyah Slayer. And here we come back to a certain Nisoyin and a certain Yitzhar. This is the sugya again to this chiluk of the sugya. We mentioned briefly in the beginning of the Vadim, and I want to be marach in it tonight. And again, I'm saying b'kol losh shabakosha. It's a sugya that's for Ben Aliyah, and please, I ask b'kol losh shabakosha. Here the sugya b'taris of Ben Aliyah. The Ben Aliyah. Don't misquote me and don't misunderstand me. This is a sugya that the Mesiz Hasharim. Magdash. Two pages of it. Arichas Dvorim Oed. The Hasharim. In the sugya of Zahiris, he's talking about things that are going to push a person to be Zohar. And he talks about a very common taino we all have. Very motzer. He says like this. Hine, Yesh me apsoim. First of all, he says, everyone understands. The lost lover, Elohim Haba, the schar, the mokoyim that a person's going to get, is going to be according to the amount of maisim that he does. How many mitzvahs? How many hours of learning? How many avoides amidas? How many times you mavater? B'chule, b'chule, b'chule. The one who does more, he's going to be in a better place. He says, well, we see certain Yidden that are not so marbe and nice and toivim and learning v'chuli v'chuli. Why not? Yesh me apsoyim ha-mivakshim rak hokol me'aleim sheyemu lo man yageyu atzmeinu b'kol kach hasidus u'prishus. These are not the people who are koifer b'kol and they say there's no Indian that, no. They know there are people who are much better than them. Oh, but they say to themselves, why do we need to go Hasidus Supricious? This is what he's called then the sugi of mediocrity. Why? We have to go Hasidus Supricious. Halloy Dailon Ushaloy Niya Me Rashoim and Idoinim Beganim. I'm just going back to the beginning of the sugi of Atlas. A person doesn't want to be a Rosha, but I have to be the Gadol Hadar. I have to be the Tzaddik. I have to be the person who's doing the best. I have to be a Tzaddik. We don't have to sit like in Gan Eden. At least that's what I think. The Sherm goes to be mafrich and eradicate this tiny, to knock it up. He says, we'll see soon, he says it's coming from a totally not a logical place, it's coming from a trefa place in the person. But he proves it's wrong, and he says like this. He says, anyone wants to deal with the sugya, Shela achas nishamahim. Ask yourself a shayla. Yeah, you want to say, okay, I don't need the most chashuv place, I don't need to do the most. Look at inyan yelam hazim. I'm not going to go through riches of Lodorim. He says, riches, mamash riches. Could you be soivel inyan yelam hazim when your friend gets a better place than you? Could you be soivel inyan yelam hazim to be second, to be third, to be fourth? In Yoni Elim Hazid, you also say, I've got some people who also have this problem. There are some people who have this problem, but that is something wrong. Most people in Elim Hazid, there's a natural need and desire to be the best, to get the best, to get the most, to be the richest, to be the most famous, to be the best, to be the first. What's the chilek? The smile I always have when I read this Mishnah, my own seer for this myself. It's a lot of tzirum, and what tzirum always sticks out to me. I remember once, when I was a kid in Camp Manovel, I'm a tzirum of this, Nyoni Malam Hazir. I can get to also the Pratim. They had, one of the things they had was, they had, in my days, they had the decathlon. That was one of the things they had, so they called the decathlon. The decathlon was about a contest in each age division by itself. They test you out in a lot of different athletic groups, different parts. Whoever scored the most points, he would win. One year I got second place. Getting to the Pratim, I got second place. But I had a taina that I deserved first place. Not getting into that reason. I had a taina that the referee was cheated. So I remember, I always stick it out. I remember because the Bush of the moment, I remember when the camp, of course, he loves giving out the awards. When he gave out the award. But he gave out the word to the first place. So I ran up in front of the whole camp. I started pleading my case in front of the whole camp. It was bushes. The other guy who won first place was a 10-year-old kid, I think I was 14. I started saying, no, he cheated. What's that? In front of the whole camp, what are you doing? What are you making a fool of yourself? Parents, I couldn't take coming in second place. Second place. This is Mashiach Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in every person. He wants to be the best. It's aggressiveness. Yeah, I ran out of it. I can't take anything but the best. And Yonei Ruchni is all of a sudden everyone's willing to say, he'll be the tzaddik. And Hashem is mafrich, and he says, ask yourself this question. Ask yourself if you lishitoscha. Zokter, hareishin nifirzois, hareishin ein savlonis azeh shem doyishim hotz v'hakum v'hakum chorim abadu pitui koizev. They're not really out for them. Deep down, why do you have this tiny? That tiny doesn't make sense. Doesn't hold water. The territory is you have a rotten. What's that rotten? I'm tiny. The rotten is called hatzlus. There's a rotten for you to push it, be an hatzlus. If you're going to be the best, you know exactly what you need to be the best guy in learning. And the best guy in the Avodah Hashem, the best guy in Shalom Bayis, and the best guy as a parent, the biggest savlon, v'chule. You know exactly what I want. Everyone knows it. It's very clear. Oh, but you make this time to think, because then you can't do exactly what you want, which is take it easy. You can't do it, take it easy. So you have this whole theory, I don't have to be this. It's Baba Maisis. This Nisoyin, there's an Avodah here. There's a Nisoyin and an Avodah of what we call mediocrity. There's a nisayin and a void of mediocrity. This, when we're dealing with the sugya of nesiyah slaves, the sugya of all sugyas, And I want to give a few to you, very nagaya. These few I told you, they're a little sensitive, but this is the sugya. I have to make it vivid and it has to come out. Yeah. This sugya of being mediocre, it doesn't really mean being mediocre. It means that many times a person is in a certain community, in a certain place, we're accepted to do this and this. And unfortunately, all the person tries for is to be more or less even the best of where he is. There's a lot more. There's a lot more. You see a slave. There's so much more. I'll give a tzir. There's a tzir. You can be makish. I'll give you a few tzir. Just past Shiva Asa Batamas. There are a lot of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael which end this man in Shiva Asa Batamas. The yeshivas that end this man in Tamas. A bachur goes to yeshiva that ends his man in Shabbos Badanos. If he leaves and goes to camp after Shabbos Badanos, he's a good bachur, he's not a good bachur. 100% he's a kval good bachur. He's doing exactly what yeshiva told him to do. Kval good bachur is an absolute zero tain on that bachur. But now I ask you a question. Is he on the same level as a bachur in the mirror? If he stays till the end of his man, the last of you. And Schwitzes for another 3 weeks. Is that Bach on the same level? Obviously not. I'm not talking about tainus and yonah chesmon. It's not. It's another 3 weeks of dveikus. It's another 3 weeks of Torah and mitzvahs. Of course not. Do I have a taina on that first Bach? Absolutely not. And this is why this sugi is so sensitive. It's all taina's Bach. But there's a whole other world out there. There's a bigger world out there. There's an Nesiyah slave. You could be so much bigger. When we have to tell the person the time of the sugya is dangerous, you can't always say if he's holding, he's not holding it. But at some point in his life, it's mutter to realize that there's a bigger sugya out there, that there's more out there. It's bigger. And this coming zman, in America, there's going to be places, they're not going to start Aleph El. Because in America, and here my Rami is a lot of things, there are a lot of things in America that are going to get into the sugya, a lot of things. There are a lot of things that if you might go, your kala might start Chesel. Of course you're going to come into a chesel. Why shouldn't you come chesel? If you come chesel, starts chesel. That's why I might start chesel. That's my best September, whatever it starts. Is there a time? No, there's no time. Chas v'shalom, no time. You're a great person. But there's a whole other world called Nesiyah Slave. Nesiyah Slave is the aggressiveness to realize, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. We live in a door. It's a dwarfed door. There are people that are doing things, everyone's doing. I come from a place where we have babies, we're going to heaven to go to America. Everyone does that. I'm asking, yeah, everyone does that. It's a very normal thing. It's a very thing, but there could be something bigger than that. There could be something bigger. Do you ever dream of that? I want a very chas v'shalom, don't ever quote me, I'm coming against anybody. This is a sugya of being a bigger person. This is the sugya of the Nesiyas, and there's no end. And this is what makes big people and bigger people and bigger people. When the Rambam talks about, you want to talk about Anoshim Deilim, when the Rambam talks in Hilchos Tamei Torah, when he talks about Keser Torah, when he talks about giving up on Olam Hazeh, that's his loss. Mi shenesoo liboy, zok to Rambam, that he should wear the Keser Torah. There are a lot of people, they take vacations, they do everything, b'chuli, and they learn all the time, and they take vacations, they take all the time. But there's more, there could be more. It's very easy to do exactly what everyone is doing. Everyone's doing. Do what you used to. But there's more. This is the sugya of Nesiyah Slave. And if you step more, and this is a huge thing, this sugya is a huge thing, it's so hard. It's so hard. Your great-grandfather was a balabas, your grandfather was a balabas, your father was a balabas. Mechitesi could be a balabas. So it's the same Mechitesi, and this Mechitesi can sit and learn. That's what I meant, sorry. Mechitesi can sit and learn. The same Mechitesi that I ask on the people in the Mishkan. Mechitesi, you know how to do anything. There it says, if you step up, a person can do whatever they want. It's a big sugya, and a sugya that needs a lot of application and is careful, but this is what we wanted to speak about tonight. This Kinnir was the time of the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim, when they were at Atzlis, they did exactly, they misused their Nesiyas. They went to Hepech, their Midas and Nesiyas. And this is the sugya of godless to godless. The more you're able to be Nesiy yourself, the more you're able to, it's Moshe, the speech Moshe was the Chazanish. Chazanish is Mamish. without any echreichet. He was no yisalibud. He was a person who said to himself, I'm going to learn kol hatoyra kula kipshuta. Not that you don't call it tarkula. Kipshuta. Every line, every rash, every tesefta, I'm going to do it. And he did it. He did it. He did it, as far as I understand. He did it. No echreichim. He didn't have to take anything else. His echreich was himself. His echreich was, I got to know kol hatoyra. I'm going to know kol hatoyra. Not I got to. I'm going to know kol hatoyra kula. You're going to know kol hatoyra kula. Your body provides. Your body provides. There's no end shir kaychas. Person, there's no person. Like the this is the hemshich of last week. It's a sugya of chreichas, but the chreichas comes from the nesias aleiv, and we touched a new sugya. Toich nesias aleiv. There's a new sugya of miracracy. Just being a generally good person who you are. There's a new sugya of nesias aleiv that takes you to another level. To another level of Zrizis and another level of being an overproductor and an overachiever.